Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Researchers from Stanford University School of Medicine found a new way to predict which patients with age-related macular degeneration may suffer from the most debilitating form of the disease, meaning if left untreated, they'd likely go blind. They can also tell when it might happen. It's all based on crunching all the data that eye doctors already get during exams. The new way of looking at the info with computerized imaging can help make smarter decisions about treatment. It helps them figure out who's at risk. Now, age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness and central vision loss among adults older than 65. And this study was published in the Journal of Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science. And now on to news about the brain. Mayo Clinic got two large grants for projects on frontotemporal dementia, or FTD, which is characterized by degeneration of the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain. It's rare, but it can strike people in their 20s and even their teens. The projects also include ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, and they're aimed at improving the diagnosis and treatment of patients suffering from both of these disorders. Now, both conditions are most commonly caused by the same gene, and they want to find targeted therapies to help treat the conditions. Here's Dr. Kevin Boylan.
It's believed that this type of approach, looking at an individualized type of therapy, may turn out to be the future of this disorder because it's believed increasingly that people with ALS don't all have the same condition in the same sense that people with some forms of cancer have distinct forms of cancer. And that this type of individualized targeted therapy is really going to get us much closer to effective treatment.
And now news from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. A study from researchers there looked at a sort of battle of the sexes. They checked out who has a better sense of smell. It turns out men and women differ a lot in how they perceive odors, and women did better on many smell tests in the study. They say differences in how the sexes smell may play a role in social behavior. So how did they figure out about women's smelling superiority? Well, there have been brain imaging studies to see what happens when you smell, but these researchers measured the number of cells in the brain that have to do with smelling. The researchers from the Federal University of Rio and the Ministry of Science and Technology in Brazil found biological evidence in the brains of men and women that may explain the difference between genders. They say it makes sense that because women have more smelling-related cells in their brains, that they can smell things better. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.